Well, it's week four of following through the Gospel of Mark together. And for this special event, we have a special guest this morning. It's me! My name is Joseph, and I'm a good Hebrew man. I'm married. I have a wife. Her name is Rebecca. She's very beautiful. We have three kids, little Isaac, little Jacob, and Hannah. Great kids. I'm a scribe. I work at the local Torah shop, and my job is a very important job. It's a lot of work keeping track of all those jots and tittles, but it's a very important job. I love those words. I love those scriptures. I love, when I think of those words of Moses, that Yahweh himself blasted those words into the rock. Those are the words that I get to write down. The deeds of Yahweh, the commands of Yahweh for my people. It's an important job, and it's a holy job. I live in Jerusalem, which is a good place to live. It's on a hill, great view. And I live right by the Sheep Gate, which is close to the temple, so it's very handy. And so Jerusalem's generally a good place to live. Although, it's kind of crowded these days. You know, it's Passover coming up next weekend. And you know what happens with Passover? Everybody comes into Jerusalem, and it's crowded. And I guess it's the Romans, too. Yeah, like, they think it's their city. Hello, Jerusalem, city of David. This is our city. And the taxes they make us pay. Well, don't get me started with that. But I think God is going to do something about those Romans. I think if we follow the laws, I think if we keep to the Torah, then he's going to look after us. I think we're going to be okay. So, the other day I was on break. I was on break from the Torah shop, and I decided I'd go to the temple. And who did I see but Jesus of Nazareth? Now, let me tell you, he's only been in Jerusalem a few days, and boy, has he been busy. Just last weekend, he closed down the temple single-handedly. Kicked everyone out. He said, we're making his father's house like a hideout for robbers. A den for thieves. It should be a place of prayer. We're making a place where people come to retreat you. To feel good and to feel safe. He said, that's not the way it's supposed to be. This is supposed to be a place of prayer for the nations. But boy, Jesus is popular. You should have seen the way that everyone welcomed him when he came to Jerusalem a few days ago. They cut down trees. There's not a lot of trees on the way into Jerusalem. And they were cutting down everything in sight. They were throwing their coats on the road. We haven't had a visit like this, like from a real king in hundreds of years. And they were saying more than that. They were saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They were saying, Hosanna. They were saying, save us. Man, this guy's popular. There's something, maybe there's something special about this guy. Maybe there's something is about their teaching. So I went to the temple, and I saw him there. He was talking with the Pharisees. He was talking with the Sadducees. They were asking him questions. And I said, boy, I have a question for this guy. Maybe there's something to his teaching. Maybe there's something. I wonder what he has to say about my world. I wonder what he has to say about Torah. Something that's so important to me. So I ducked up to the front of the line and I said, good teacher, tell me, what is the most important commandment? And this is what he said. You should have heard it. He said, hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. You shall love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it. You should love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Wow, I said. Now, I've heard both these ideas separately before. And there's lots of traditions that teach loving God is the most important part of Torah. And there's even a school of thought these days that is saying loving your neighbor is the most important thing in Torah. But Jesus brought these two ideas together. Wow. So I said to him, "Teacher, yeah, I'm with you. You've said it true. Maybe to love God and to love your neighbor is much more important than any sacrifice or any burnt offering in the temple. Maybe there's something to your teaching. Maybe we don't need a temple. Maybe we don't need a Torah. Maybe I don't have to write down all these laws anymore. There's 613, my supervisor keeps telling me. Maybe there's something different than that. Maybe there's something at Yahweh's heart that is more than just following these rules. Maybe there's something at Yahweh's heart that is more than just these regulations and routines and rituals. Maybe there's something in Yahweh's heart that is a deep longing for relationship with His people." And you know what He said to me? He looked at me and said, "Wise friend, you're not far from the kingdom of Yahweh." I'm not far from the kingdom of Yahweh? Wait until I tell Rebecca. Okay, now it's me again. I don't know exactly how it went down. But today we encounter a very honest first century question. What is the core? What is the heart? What is the one thing, the one principle in Torah that is going to make the other 612 commentary? What is the essence? And Jesus says quite simply, actually, well, there's two. He says, love God and love your neighbor. And the man, the scribe who asked him, is right with him. He says, yeah, that's the way I want to live. I want to be a love God, love neighbor type of person. And Jesus says, yeah, I want you to be that type of person too. But He doesn't say, okay, good job, congratulations, you've got it. He says, yeah, you're not far. You're almost there. And with an utmost respect to His Jewish brothers and sisters, Jesus says, even with the law boiled down to love, it's still law. And you can't command love. You can't make love happen because you have to. But there's something that Jesus is going to do in the next week that's going to change everything. There's something that Jesus is going to do that's going to rip the curtain. There's something that Jesus is going to do which is going to take the best intentions of thousands of years of following Yahweh, and that's going to change everything. It's going to fulfill the law. Not to abolish it, but make the law no longer the requirement, no longer the babysitter. The heart desire that God planted in His people is for that deep covenant relationship. You will be my people, and I will be your God. What the matriarchs and patriarchs started, carried on through Moses and the prophets, the story is coming to a place where it will be for all people, blown wide open. And that we don't love because it's the law, but we love because it's the example that God gave us. The God who blasted those words into the rock would become the living word. The God that spoke all creation into existence would step into that creation so that we could have relationship. The tricky thing is that living with according to a law love looks a lot like living according to love. We put regulate we the way we require each other to live, the ways that even in our religious community, the expectations we put on each other, if we're living those ways because we want to and choose to and want to serve, it's going to look the same as if we feel like we need to and have to. The same way our identity as Canadians, is those things that we hold very close to us, our identity, our being nice, our being respectable, our being kind and being multicultural, respectful. All this good stuff, all this important stuff, looks the same on the outside. I think Jesus would say to us, thank you for worshiping. Thank you for serving your neighbors. Thank you for caring for my creation, for recycling. Thank you for all the ways you love and serve me. But the invitation to kingdom isn't just about following those laws, even if the right law is the right things to do. It isn't just about those external actions. Remember last week, the monk in the field? He looked like every other monk in the field. But he had the gun tucked inside of his cloak. There was something in his heart. There was something close to his heart that made him different. And the transformation of our hearts is what Yahweh wants to start with. God wants to transform us from the inside out so that we can truly love him and truly love our neighbor from a place of freedom, not of law. So to this, our friend Joseph, and to this we add, thanks be to Yahweh.